Do you know your grandma's Tlingit name?
Hishtasik. They gave that to me.
Hishtasik.
Uh-huh. And then I gave it to my granddaughter.
And what's your granddaughter's English name?
Shandell. No, not Shandell. She died. McKenna.
McKenna.
Sue helped me with that one. I said, I'd like to give her my Indian name. And Marge had a big blow all about that. And I asked Sue to do it because she does it right. And Shandell, McKenna was real happy to get my name. Mm-hmm. I said, passed it down from my grandma to her. But Marge, without asking me, she gave my Indian name to Ethel, her daughter. I think there's four of us now that have my grandma's name. Mm-hmm. But my grandma gave it to me, right on my head. Remember. And she was sitting in a rocking chair, and I was kneeling by her, looking up. I had to sit there till I learned how to pronounce it and say it. Mm-hmm. It was quite a while having to sit there.
Do you know what it means? How it translates?
Mm-mm. I heard a long time ago a princess, but I'm not sure. Somebody said that it doesn't mean anything, but I'm not that sure. Too hard on my back.
Oh, switch.
It's pretty out.
Oh, yes, for sure.
I'll take a break a minute.
Sure, that's fine. Did you happen to know your great-grandparents, Louisa's parents?
No, they died when my mom was young.
Did she ever talk about her family or her time growing up with you? No.
Her grandma, maybe. Her grandma Bradley. She was more attached to her. And grandma's side, I didn't know. I just knew a brother of hers. But I didn't know her.
What was her brother's name?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember. But Ethel Nunn's grandpa is her brother.
Okay. How is Ethel related to you?
I think a cousin. A distant cousin.
I see.
Sure.
And she's more closely related to Marge?
Mm-hmm.
That's her first cousin?
Yeah.